Hi, thanks for tuning in. So what I want to do in this little podcast is to just give an outline and some prompts for the spoken English assignment, controlled assessment that we're working on, based on spoken language study. What we're looking at is entitled BAE, TS and Me, which is British, Asian English, Teenage Slang and Me. And what we're basically doing is focusing on an individual study of the way that we as individuals speak. So we have looked at an outline of the essay, which I want to run through again with you now and perhaps highlight just one or two of the features and the terms that we need to be including. Attached to this on the webpage are some links that you will find helpful. Some of the sheets that we have seen that might be helpful to unpack some of the idea of idiolect and to look at how in practice we might annotate a transcription and be able to use it. So, introduction, we talk about idiolect. Idiolect essentially is the way that we as individuals speak, just in the same way that we have a unique fingerprint or a unique DNA. So we have a unique way of speaking. Now that does include the way we pronounce words, but pronunciation is something that perhaps we'll leave beyond the scope of this controlled assessment. We're going to focus on what we call lexis and grammar. Lexis is the vocabulary that we use, the words that we use that might vary from standard English lexis, and grammar is the way that we put those words together, the way we might use certain phrases, the way we might construct a sentence that is, again, not a standard version. So our own idiolect, what are the influences? Simply put, three influences. Where I live, the age group I belong to, and my background culture. So that's what needs explaining in the first part of the introduction. Then the second paragraph where we explain the title into a little more detail. So BAE, what is that? British Asian English. It's a version of English, a non-standard English, that would be spoken by communities who have their roots or origins in the Indian subcontinent, so India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, who may have different words and different phrasing linked to the way that such speakers originally frame their sentences. And passed down through the generations, that might be one of the influences on us. Teenage slang goes across geographical region, influenced by social media, by magazines, by television, by street language, language of your friends. So teenage slang will influence the way that you speak and where you live. You live in Bradford, in West Yorkshire, and so there may be certain Yorkshire dialect terms, lexis or grammar, that comes into play and that influences your idiolect. Thirdly, then you need to think about what might be the influences, actually. Before I look at my transcript, what might be the influences on me? What aspects of British Asian English that I've understood, or teenage slang that I've understood, or where I live, how might that be influencing me? Some thoughts on that. And then right at the heart of this piece is a transcript of a conversation that you've recorded. Now, in the 3 hours that you have, you need to have a clean copy of that transcript, which you can annotate then in the time allotted to the controlled assessment, and that will be at the heart of what you're studying. So what you need to do is to annotate that and then to write a commentary that is some paragraphs where you identify some of the features of spontaneous speech, for example, like fillers, like right or like, that you might include, and then pick out any features of lexis or grammar that are not standard English and comment on your use of them. When you've done that, you need to write a conclusion. Perhaps, almost certainly, there are features of your idiolect that have not been evidenced in the transcript, but you do know that you use those words or use those phrases. This will be the time to include those and to comment on those. And then a final comment on your thoughts, having examined your own idiolect, any thoughts on the nature of the way that you speak. As I've said, attached on this page are some documents that you might find useful in being able to put together this controlled assessment, and hope that you'll spend some time thinking about this in class and outside of class in order to do a cracking job on this particular assignment.